My let's keep it real people. I'm going to tell my next guest, Jeffrey, Jeff, if you want to call him, Klubeck.
You can call me Kluby if you want. It's fun.
I
Yo, yeah, Kluby.
love Klubeck. Jeffrey Klubeck Kluby is in the house.
Hey.
Listen, I don't know what we're going to do here. This was a really fun topic, but it did stir the pot for people. Woo!
Okay.
So we got a lot of questions here for you.
All right. Well, let's see how I do on the answers.
I mean, the Let's Keep It Real
Let's
people,
keep
they
it
were like,
real.
they, woo. So we got a bunch here. We'll get to what we can. You could always reach out to them. But let me tell you a little bit about Gloopy. Oh my God, I don't know if I could do the interview. I love that name so much. Now I love this word. Unretired professor of communication and
That's right.
author. I'm going to steal that. Of the integrity. Integrity, which is evolving, the word is evolving into a comprehensive soft skills development company. As a world-class coach, Jeffrey, Jeff Kluby has worked with entrepreneurs and high-performance teams in 12 countries across four continents. He is also the founder of, because he had to, Get a Clue Inc., which serves small micro businesses and solopreneurs. Do we know any of them? With productivity accountability frameworks. All right, I'm going to hit you with it.
Let's hit it.
You got to make sure you got to keep it real. In the
Okay.
last month, what word best describes your past, 30 days? Whatever pops into your head, and then why?
Woo, fulfilled. Healed. I'll tell you this, I don't think you expected to go here, but I'm gonna go here, right?
I don't know. I don't know what I expected.
My sixth book came out on January 1st. You talked about the integrity game, which we'll get to. The integrity game is a parable, and it introduces the 10-point model that I use to deliver soft skills for strong leaders. We'll get to that, okay? But the other four books were like tips books, all right? And you playing on my last name again, Get a Clue in 52. They're made for social media books, right? So I just come up with 52 tips around a theme, and then break it down into five categories. And just I had a reason to get online, read a tip every week. And I've been doing that for years, a couple of years, right? So I'm coming into this year and I'm like, oh, I want to do another one. I kind of want to do 10 in 10 years as my unofficial goal or mission, right? So what am I going to do? I've had two co-authors, like on the Entrepreneur Edition and on the Speaker Edition. I had co-authors on the project, which was cool. But the Coaching Edition, I did my own, and the Original Edition. Anyway, I'm coming up on what am I going to do? And I've got this thing, my motivational quotes. Okay, I'm keeping it real now, tongue in cheek, Mr. Jovial here. But I call them Kluby Snacks, my own motivational quotes, Kluby Snacks. And
God, I love
Kluby
so.
Snacks. They've always taken a back seat. They've always been embedded in the other tips, in the other books, or in my videos. Like if I come up with a quote, hey, Kluby Snack, hashtag Kluby Snack. I've always had this dream that I would institutionalize my own quotes. So I asked my daughter to help me get it down from over 100 to 52 Kluby Snacks. And next thing I know, my daughter is like writing journal style responses to my motivational quotes. So check it out, Kluby Snacks. It's published. In like a cookbook theme, passing on the family recipe. She's going off to college in August, and we're cutting the umbilical cord. And raising a teenage girl, especially one as strong as my daughter, is not easy. And through this project, it's been like you don't talk about conflict resolution and influence and persuasion. It's all in here, but Abigail's maturation and the validation of like, yeah, the things that I've been saying all these years, they are getting through. And some of the stuff that she would never budge on as a stubborn young lady, rightfully so, right? Like, I don't understand everything she's going through, but like, she would never give in our real-time conversations, right? Last words, she's strong, she fights, she's brilliant. But like, it all came out in these journal style responses. Like, I'm in tears all the time reading. Oh my God, like, that's not what I had in mind when I wrote the motivational quote, but right on. If that's what you got out of it and that's how you're interpreting it and all this wonderful stuff. So fulfilled and healed and connected. Like, my relationship with my daughter is top notch right now. And there was times where I didn't know which way it was going to go. And I'm just really, that's what's on my mind. That's what's in my heart. You asked that question and I'm all about Kluby snacks right now, bite-sized and delicious motivation. And like partnering with my daughter, it's been amazing.
God. Isn't that the best? when you find something in co somebody else did the same thing a few years ago, and they said the same thing. This woman and her daughter, they were just hitting heads all the time. And well, for this one, the daughter always thought, oh, the mom's work was more important because she traveled, blah, 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 and was going all over. And here she's trying to make a legacy for the daughter. And then they collaborated in the book. And she was the same thing. Oh my God, my words of wisdom, they got in there somehow. And she was learning so much from her daughter.
The last Klubi snack in the book, by the way, number 52, because there's four baker's dozens, 13, 13, 13, 13, right? So the flavors are loving flavored, ego flavored, discipline flavored, and integrity flavored, because I wanted a tie in to what I do professionally, but I totally surrendered to wherever the project was going to go. Anyway, the 52nd tip or Klubi snack in the book. Are you ready? It goes
I'm
a little
ready.
something like this.
I'm ready.
Although my kids are doing a great job, it's really hard to raise our parents. Yeah, I've learned so much from my daughter.
Kids are so wise. Okay. So, did she watch Scooby-Doo?
I don't remember watching Scooby-Doo with her, but I mean, she knows who Scooby-Doo is, and she saved me because my marketing whole campaign when I was going to do the book on my own, I
Yeah.
was just going to cut out Scooby-Doo's face and put my face in there, but then otherwise use all the same branding until they slapped my wrist or whatever. She's like, no, Dad, no, Dad, no. No, it's me and you in our chef gear on cookbook style, passing on
Oh
family
my God.
recipe. And I'm like, oh my God, I started crying right away. I'm like, you're so right. It's so much better. And she's so funny. I'm like, Abigail, are you going to be able to write all responses to all the tips? Because we have a publication date by the first. She's like, oh man, this is such a burden. I'm like, no, you wanted to do this. I'm just making the space for you. But tell me, I'll write responses to my. She's like, no, Dad, no. That'll be way too much. You already came up with the quotes. If you respond to your own quotes, too much, Dad. Let me handle it. And she got on her horse and I found interesting ways to motivate her that I've never been able to motivate her. I found interesting ways to influence her and
Yeah.
persuade her into action that I never. And it was all started, by the way. And here's the thing, to get into anything professional, it started with my conscious choice to take an inferior posture. I knew. I'm going to ask Abigail for help. I'm going to put her in a superior posture. I even made sure I was sitting down and she was standing up when I asked her, so that I was looking up and she was looking down. I said, Abigail, will you help me? And I had her attention in a different way than I've ever had it. And I just rode the wave. And it's been amazing, amazing, amazing.
I don't think I've ever thought of that consciously. It's brilliant. Like,
Thank
now
you.
you're making me think of my dogs and my animals. I don't
Oh,
do that with them. I get them.
it started in Little League for me. Whenever I was coaching the young kids, I would get down on my knees so I was at eye contact level with them
Yeah.
or looking up to them. I would never stand over them or shout out to them. I would always bring them in, get them close so that only they can hear what I was saying, not my comments on public display, not putting
Yeah.
on a show for anybody else. And I've got all these pictures of me at eye level with my young ball players and it was the right choice with Abigail for sure, is to put her in a position of superiority and humble myself and put myself in a position to learn from and be guided by her. And it was just, I had way more of her attention that way than I could have anticipated. And then everything I've ever wanted for my daughter, it all came out. Amazing. So fulfilled and overjoyed and healed and connected and all these good things. That's how I'm feeling right now. Last 30 days, we've been promoting the book. Who knew? We got to number one bestseller among new releases for a couple of days in the parenting girls category. So that's a vanity play for Abigail. Like, and
That's
now
awesome.
she's walking
Yeah.
into high school, handing out books to people, and her friends are responding to her like, God, at least your dad wants to hang out with you. Like, if she was trying to be like, oh, my dad wants me to do all this writing in 2 months, trying to like glorify it, and be dramatic. She's like, at least your dad wants to hang out with you. My parents don't want to have anything to do with me. And so, like, her eyes have been really opened by her peer group. There's just so many layers of goodness to it. It's just, and she's got this feather in her cap now as she heads off to college, and she's going to go to East Coast, Fordham University in New York City. And,
Wow.
Yeah, let she pre-law journalism and pre-law.
Okay. I want to break that down, but I can't right now. That's a whole
Okay.
nother
You'll
podcast.
have to have me back. Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking of all these parenting things that I know my people are going to be like, psh, psh, psh. But I got to stay with, which is, you touched on it, influence and persuasion.
Yeah.
How to ensure you are heard in a crazy, noisy world. And I know it's not the same thing, but you really did consciously think of how to get your daughter's attention. Like you weren't just like a difficult conversation, but you even changed, you know, your stature. So,
Yeah, it was conscious.
yeah.
Didn't know if it
So,
would work, but it did.
well, there was no downside to it. It may not
Nope.
have worked, but.
No, that's right. You're absolutely right.
So, there's so many incredible, and I know most people probably say this about their listeners, but I've been doing this for like 17 years. And the people that listen and watch the podcast, they really are seeking to make a positive, powerful difference in the world. And they're always questioning what their influence is. And are they living with integrity? I hear it over and over again. And so many times, which I know you've said before, they're not just looking at themselves, but they're looking at others. And what you talk about all the time, you know, it's got to come from within. But one of the questions I got over and over again, I want to start with this because it's a big one. Okay, Jeffrey, they did call you Jeffrey. I got to live with integrity, and it's more important, as Weston says, they call me Weston, it's more important how I show up. But come on, man. So many people, they say one thing and do another. It's in my backyard, it's in my community, it's in my business, and it's really, really hard. He did swear here. For me to tune it out. I try not to be judgy, but man, oh man, when you see it over and over again, even in people that I respect, it's just hard for me to stay in my own lane. Please help. I'm very concerned about 2025. Anonymous
Oof.
name. We make up names. He wanted to be called Billy Bob, so we're good with Billy.
BB. All right, Billy Bob. There's a lot of important things there, right? When I talk about integrity, I do shine a light, especially when I'm doing public speaking. So if anybody's out there and wants me to come and deliver the integrity game keynote, hit me up and we'll do this. But like
Love you.
I love you too. I raise my hand at the by show of hands, I start off. Like whenever I get into, all right, ready, like whatever the introductions are. There's a little warm up, right? And then it's like, here we go. It always starts the same way. How many
Yeah.
of you believe you have integrity? And 100% of the audience raises their hand. Okay. All right, cool. And then I get to make the joke. Please repeat after me. I do solemnly swear not to shoot the messenger in 30 minutes when the keynote is over. Like, ha ha ha, I want to be invited back. I want good ratings. I don't want to offend you. Let's make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So that's when I slow down. Now I want audience interaction. I want an anchor on the left side of the room, an anchor on the right side of the room. I want to start to learn people's names. I want to break it down. I want to show that I can be engaging and interactive and blah, blah. But I always know what's going to happen. I say, hey, what is integrity? You guys tell me. Let's make sure we're talking about the same thing. We don't want to just, that's it starts there. Let's not
See
just
that?
us,
Yeah, everyone
right?
has a different interpretation. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it starts there. And I just, in a jovial way, bring that to light. Right? I don't want to assume that what I mean by integrity is what you mean by integrity, and what you mean when you raise your hand that you claim to have integrity, that you mean the same thing that I mean. I'm the keynote speaker. I'm about to break down integrity in a way I hope you've never heard before. So let's make sure we're talking about the same thing,
What do you hear the
right?
most? What do you hear the
Okay,
most?
it's not just the most. I always get these two answers. You already mentioned one of them. Okay, that's one. What Billy Bob did actually mentioned one of them. Okay, Always get that answer, and I always get another one. But here we go. One is, do what you say you're going to do. That's be your word. Do what you say you're going to do. And then people nod, and I get to make the joke, right? As soon as I see in my peripheral vision somebody over here nodding, I'm like, oh, what? She took your answer? That's what you were going to say? Okay. And we put the pin that on the board. Everybody's in agreement there, right? That's got something to do with it. Be your word. Do what you say you're going to do. Okay, cool. I pin that on the board. Then the other answer I get, and I always get this answer, the second one. Is are you ready, Sandy?
I'm ready.
It's do the same thing when nobody's watching that you do when people are watching. Or
Oh.
oh yeah, then oohs and ahs and groans. Oh, physiological reactions. And now it's fun when the audience reacts to that, whoever says it, right? So
Yeah.
do the right thing regardless of who's watching. And so now we get agreement for that one. And then I'll play around, depending on my audience. Sometimes I'll say, anybody else have an idea of what integrity is? And then usually I get flowery or look at me answers that are just like the same thing as, oh, that you mean be your word, right? Oh yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what I'm really saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean do the right thing. Oh yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. Right. And sometimes I do get an answer that I don't expect, right? I'm like, okay, that's the advanced class. We're gonna have to we're gonna have to catch up with you. Like I get to, anyway, I'm playing around with the crown, right? But there's two answers. So here's the thing that's fun about this, right? Now I'm like, okay, guess what? Here's what I love about these two answers before I tell the audience what I don't like about the two answers, right? So number one, first of all, when we do what we say we're going to do, there is an integration. There is a coming together of word and behavior. Our word comes together, right? And then when we do the right thing, there's a coming together of behavior with values or morals or ethics or the compass or whatever, right? Okay. So in both of these answers, and this is what misses people, this is what people don't get, and I'm speaking to Billy Bob now, right? In
Yeah.
both cases, there's a come an integration, a coming together. And it's funny to me because they start with the same six letters, INTEG, but nobody uses the word integration when I ask what is integrity. Nobody says, well, a coming together, a state of wholeness, when two or more things are joined or bonded or bound, right? The completeness that nobody's got that in mind. And back to what Billy Bob said, yeah, he doesn't want to seem judgy. Great, self-awareness points for Billy Bob because it
Yeah.
feels judgy when I see somebody else who's not together. Their word and their behavior aren't together. And what I want to say is, these people. And I want to judge the person, and I want to dislike the person, and I want to not respect the person. And rather than having compassion, just saying, well, this isn't together with that. Okay. And just keep it objective and take the judgment out of it, right? It's just together or not together. Not good or bad, right or wrong, clean or dirty, civil, savage, saintly or demonic, or any of these adjectives that we project onto anything different than ourselves, right? As a matter of ego defense, right? It's just, hey, word isn't together with behavior. Okay. And it's just objectively true, like gravity. It doesn't suck that my pen drops, it just drops. It's just the way of the world, right? And it's just, so there's something else that puts the judgy on it, right? Billy Bob, we want to make it easy and fun for Billy Bob to look within, right? And on some level, Billy Bob knows that that's what he needs to keep doing, right? Doesn't want to seem judgy, right? So in both cases, there's an integration, so we like that. And then the other thing is, in both cases, there's behavior. Behavior with word or behavior with values. So behavior shows up in both kind of answers, doesn't it? So now people think, right? Oh, well, I didn't mean to. Well, I was just trying to. Well, I thought you wanted me to. Well, anybody in this situation would. And we judge ourselves by intent, but the rest of the world's just judging our behavior. So I like to ask people to even write it down as a Klubi snack. Behavior is the evidence of our integrity. Behavior is the evidence of our integrity. So we're either behaving with our professed values or we're behaving with our professed word, right? Our behavior, right? It's not the smoke and mirrors and not the shell game and not the stories and the excuses and the rationalizations and the letting ourselves off the hook and all that other stuff, right? We're keeping it real, yeah? So I get to point out what I like about those two answers. Number one, in both cases, there's an integration and we get to focus on the concept of wholeness rather than judging other people. And then number two, we get to focus on behavior, action. What are we doing? Not what are we explaining, not what are we rationalizing, not what are we smoke and mirroring, not the conversations we're avoiding or the I thought you wanted, or we judge ourselves by intent. We let ourselves off the hook all the time. But the rest of the world's judging our actions, right? And so now what I don't like about those two terms is if I told you, Sandy, that I was going to lay on the couch for 22 out of every 24 hours, and then I did, I will have done what I said I did, what I was going to do. But
You did.
could I claim integrity? No. We know the answer is no. Or if I said I was going to get into the car and drive into the first pedestrian I saw, and then I did that, I will have done what I said I was going to do, but could I claim integrity? The answer is no. Right? So be your word is good. It gets the party started, gets the conversation started, but in my opinion, it's not good enough. Right? And then the other thing is you talk to, the person put, I'm worried in 2025, and the world is being a challenge right now for the eternally optimistic people. Well, maybe it has something to do with the election and the polarization and the headlines in the news, right? But pandemic or no pandemic, election or no election, red or blue, up or down, left or right, I still have my potential to reach in this world. I'm still on this planet for a reason, regardless of all that other stuff, right? And so all of that other stuff is a temptation to have me distract me from retrofitting myself and focusing on my own foundation and my own resilience and my own purpose. So that's when we get to the integrity game, it's like, back to red and blue, two wings of the same bird, right? Who's to say what's right and wrong? It's like, oh, you do the right thing regardless of who's watching. Okay, well, what's the right thing? Is the right thing back the blue? Well, it depends on who's rioting, doesn't it? Is the right thing freedom of speech? Well, it depends on what platform, doesn't it? Is the right thing, you follow, like, this country can't even agree on like who the president was, let alone what's up or down. The same event occurs, and there's so many. Who's to say what's right or wrong? So part back to Billy Bob. Part of what's going on is congratulations that you have a standard, you have an ethic, you have a compass, you have a relationship with your word. Congrats, that's your sense of self. And guess what? When you see other people that don't have the same exact relationship with your word and sense of self or your moral compass that you do, you're going to have an ego defensive reaction and you're going to be tempted to judge it, right? And so the idea is to stay curious. Hey, what are your values? And before I project my values onto you, tell me what your values are. Can I have an in, I'd like to invite myself to learn more about your values. I want to know what your attitudes, your beliefs are. I'm not going to project mine onto you. I want to know what yours are. And then I get to see if your behavior is consistent with what you proclaim rather than me projecting my beliefs onto you. God forbid you step out of behavior with what I expect. I want to know what you expect. So the integrity game is all about asking people to declare for themselves what game they're playing before we get into judgment. And it's not even judgment, it's just observation. Hey, words not together with your value. Your behavior's not together with your word. Hey, that activity that you spent 4 hours on, it's not aligned with your purpose. Hey, that goal that you set, it's for somebody else. It doesn't integrate with your potential. Hey, the gifts that you've been God-given or man-made or self-generated, they're wasting away in these activities over here. It's going to take some courage to invest in your gifts and optimize those and share those with the world. I know, but if you're out of integrity if you're wasting your gifts. Right. And so it's, I just, the 10, the, I created a 10 point model to go beyond those two answers and start to make it easy for people to answer questions about themselves so that it's harder to ignore the moments in our lives when we are out of integrity. If we've got answers to our questions, we'll know every second whether we're behaving in an integrated way with what we've answered for ourselves or if we're, like you've heard it before, haven't you? If you're not growing, you're
Well,
dying,
hold
right?
on. No.
That's
Listen.
a lot. I know.
Now I want to break it down. No, because there's so much great takeaways, but I want to just make sure I homed in on a few things that really stuck out to me.
Good. Let's go.
And that is the one, because I got it over and over again with what they're saying, the fear, what's going on in 2025. You're saying don't let it distract you. I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Well, I mean, I don't want to be that smug about it, But I will acknowledge that it serves as a huge potential distraction, right? Climbing our mountain is hard. It's hard to climb a mountain. Isn't it easier to just sit back, watch the news, and find somebody to complain about with me about the news? It's like, oh, but I can't believe what's going on. Of course, you can't believe what's going on, right? And that justifies not climbing your damn mountain.
So for me, when I think of all this, what popped into my mind is it fires me up and it motivates me more to stay my course.
Yeah,
So
good.
not that it doesn't throw me off at first, but when I start getting hit from so many different people everywhere I go, a dinner party, no, da, 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 from even like the most pippy, skippy people, I was like, whoa, let's shut it down here. And mayday, mayday. And what can I do to spin this story and motivate myself more to be fired up for what I want and believe?
Yeah, if I would, what comes to mind is, and this is, my questions are, oh, great, thank you for sharing. I understand everybody's got feelings about what's going on right now. I love that you're willing to share with me. My question for you is, how does all of that affect your potential? Like what are you working
I
on
like
right
that.
now? Right? How is this in the way of your goals that you're trying to achieve in 2025? So by April 1st, July 1st, October 1st, and January 1st of 26, what are you wanting to achieve in your career, in your family, in your community? What are the achievements you're pursuing? And now how does the news affect or either in get in the way? Does it change what your goals are? Now you're setting new goals? Are you in admiration of the resistance? Are you in admiration of the movement? Does this
I like
change?
that. Yeah.
Does this change who you are on this planet and why you're here on this planet?
Good one.
So now my question is focusing them to tell me more about them, not about the world. I can go learn about the world if I want to. And so, like you heard the other technique there, which is align and redirect. You follow? Not like, oh, I don't want anybody to complain to me about what's going on because it's a waste of my time.
I
So
got
if I take it that way and I push back, like, why are you complaining? And da, 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 da. Now it's a boom, 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 and everybody's pushing on each other. No. What I do at first is, oh man, thank you so much for sharing with me. I really appreciate that you trust me to share your feelings with me. Not everybody can feels safe to talk about their feelings these days. So thank you for trusting me. My question is, what are your objectives this year? What are your quarterly goals? What's your potential? And how does what you're sharing with me either help or hurt your pursuit? Like the mountain you're climbing, right? Because, pandemic or no pandemic, election or no election, right? You're on this planet for a reason. And so now has the reason you're on the planet changed? Are you so upset by what's going
I
on
like
that
that. I like that.
you're going to abandon your trajectories and instead go take up a cause or
Maybe.
campaign, or what are you going to do? Whatever, but like, let's be constructive one way or the other. And let's now maybe I don't care if your purpose tomorrow is different than your purpose today. What I care about is every day without a purpose, because then the news is really going to get you.
And that is you staying curious when you're asking that.
Curious.
Yeah,
That's so
with those
that's one of the
questions.
tips. Curious. Always replace statements with questions when possible. A statement is a press upon, but a question is an invitation.
Your students must love you.
Well, you know what, Sandy? I wish they were all as smart as you. The ones that are paying attention and get it, yeah, of course they do. The ones that aren't ready to be held accountable, I'm not their favorite. But there's more of the former than the latter, of course.
That's like, who's the guy recently? I don't know. He's got like a billion followers about happiness. And he said, as soon as he said, you are in control of your own happiness, people stopped following him because they were
Oh
like,
yeah, it's
whoa.
too much work. No way. I thought you were in control of my happiness. I got to do the work. Oh man, I don't like you anymore.
If you knew my life. Okay.
Again, back. Don't shoot the messenger, right?
I think Billy Bob's got enough stuff to chew on as well as the rest of the people.
I
So,
like Billy Bob. But the last piece of advice for Billy Bob is where you can seek permission to have the conversation with people.
Yeah,
Hey,
I
do I
love
have your
that.
permit? Do I have permission to ask you, like, what's your goal? What's your
I have a
purpose?
question
Yeah,
because,
good.
you know, usually my friends and colleagues know if they want a solution or a positive spin, they're going to call me. If they
Okay.
don't, they wouldn't call me. Like, but when they start out the conversation, one woman said this. I know who this might be, but we'll call her Sally. Ask Jeff how he feels about someone who is going to always find, she calls it a workabout. I don't know where she came up with that. But my question is, how do you answer someone when they want to tell you something and the first thing they say, and don't tell me it's going to all work out?
If that's the first thing that they say.
Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. Do not tell me everything's going to be fine. Don't tell me to reflect upon myself. Don't tell me the world's going to be okay. I don't want to hear it.
I will promise you, let's role play. I will promise you then right now that I will not tell you any of that as long as you give me permission to ask you everything that every question that comes to my mind. Can I promise not to tell you anything as long as I have your permission to ask you everything.
Yeah. I love that. It's
It
way better than my answers
loves.
in the past, which is, why did you call me then?
No. It's like, okay, cool. I won't tell you. Don't get pissed at me when I lead you to that very conclusion. Don't get pissed at
I
me when
got it.
I make you look within. Don't get pissed. Like, what are you committed to? That's the question. Wow, that's a Klubi snack, by the way. Right? It was last week's Klubi snack. Can you believe this? No, Klubi snack number four. I would rather fail in my commitment to loving than succeed in my commitment to suffering. So this person that says, "Don't tell me it's all going to work out." Okay, can I tell you that you're committed to suffering?
Oh, I like that. Oh, that'll get friends. All right, so let's go
Yeah.
back to the original. Give us a little bit more specifically about how to ensure you are heard in a crazy, noisy world.
Okay. I've got to keep it fun, like jovial. I've got a little like brand. What's your brand,
Yeah.
right? What's
Whatever
your
you're
yeah.
feeling now.
But the idea is I've got a formula that I help people do. You got to bring out your brand, right? Like once you like another, how do you ensure that you're heard? You get loud, but people are afraid to get loud because they're not confident in their message yet. So it comes down to messaging, right? What's the message? You know what I mean? You can get heard. You will megaphone. You will climb a mountain, shout from the rooftops, whatever. If you're really excited about what you're saying.
Wait, so hold on. So because I actually, that was question number 99.
Okay.
Very passionate about what I say, but I'm more of a quiet, soft-spoken woman. And so when she's in business meetings, she rarely gets heard, but her voice, like she's like, I am so, we'll call her Betty Boop. She says, I'm so committed. I know you don't know me, but
Oh,
I'm
Betty
really
Boop.
confident what I say, but I'm not a bold, she calls me a bold, sassy person like you. I'm very timid. She's not bold and sassy.
Well,
Bold and sassy, I'll take that.
you
You know what she's saying.
yeah, you know, part of the challenge is, well, you know what? If these are scales in Betty Boop here, right? If there's scales, hey, Betty Boop, one of them is heavier than the other. You're focused on the I'm not, I'm not, I'm not. And so now that gets heavier and weighs more than the I am, I am, I am. You didn't give enough attention to how passionate you are, how committed you are, how smart are you, how right are you. Tell me more about how passionate you are, how committed you are, how dedicated you are to your mission, your ideas, the movement, whatever it is, and load that up and let that be heavier than this I'm a shy person thing. And you go back to being a shy person after you advocate for yourself. Go back to be, you got plenty of time to be shy. There's 24 hours in a day, but for that hour in that meeting, you need to step up. All right, you could go recharge
Okay.
later and go read a book, you know, over the weekend, right? But if you know, I've been challenged, like, how passionate are you? Are you so passionate that you're going to allow this self-image of a quiet, shy introvert, allow your ideas not to be heard, allow the movement not to move forward, allow the mission not to be realized? How passionate are you? How committed are you really? Are you giving lip service to being mission-driven, or are you unstoppable in your mission?
Okay.
Okay, because I'm mission driven. I'll do whatever it takes to get the word out about the integrity game. But sometimes I need to be a better listener, like when I'm hanging out with my daughter. I need to do more listening. But I'm an extrovert. But I'm a, yeah, but if you really want to get Klubi snacks out there, shut up and listen to your daughter and let somebody else be the extrovert. If you really want Betty Boop to get your mission out there, raise your hand and say, if you don't mind, I'd have a couple things to say. I believe there's enough time on the agenda for me to have 2 minutes here. Is that okay with everybody? And normally, I would just be quiet and I would just sit down and let the meeting take place, but I care too much. And so I have to demand my 2 minutes, and I thank you in advance for listening to me fully. Boom, 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 boom. Let it fly and then go read a book later on that night. You can recharge and find your downtime later. But if you're really mission driven, the mission has to be number one. And it's got to weigh more than your self image about instinctual behavioral style. Leaders go first. So you have to sacrifice things about yourself if you're mission driven.
So, the best advice you could give someone who wants to be heard, wants to influence and have persuasion is, I don't want to fill in the gaps for you, is what?
Calibrate the messaging to the level of like unbridled excitement. Like, that's it. Do you know, like, that's it. This is my promise to the marketplace. These are my competitive advantages. This is what I do better than anybody else. And this is what I do that nobody else does. And when I bring my competitive advantages to bear on this issue that everybody has, I'm going to stand out. Right? I'm going to dad joke it. I'm going to jovial it. I'm going to call myself Klubi. I'm going to storytell. I'm going to whatever it takes because I'm so passionate about the integrity game. I'm so passionate about my opportunity to widen and deepen our understanding of integrity. I'm so passionate about taking the red pen out of the accountability game. Right? This te integrity, the 10-point mod, people raise their hand when it comes to integrity. I'm excited now. I tested it enough. I calibrated the message. I worked on it. I honed it. I honed it. I honed it. And now you can't stop me from getting this message out. I'm going to stand out because I'm so excited about the message.
And what I want them to hear that you said at the very beginning, you made it about the audience. You included
100%.
them.
100, everything's about the audience. What I need people to know about me is going to come through. But if I'm focused on me, the audience is smart enough to pick that up. If I'm self-involved, right? I'm audience-centered. Like I start every keynote off by, like within 2 minutes, I'm interacting with the audience. Like, wait, does this guy prepare a speech? He's just talking to us. Yeah, that's right. I got the speech. The speech is down. I need the audience. I need connection with the audience first.
Anything else that I left out?
I don't think, I mean, we can kill for, you got to have me back. You got to have me
No,
back
but I mean
on.
for influence and persuasion. We still got a few more things to cover, but for influence and persuasion, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Well, the classics, right? If you want to be influential and persuasive, going back to one of my, I believe I was a drinking buddy in a past life with this dude that you may have heard of named Aristotle, right? Aristotle
Who
told
is
us,
that?
yeah, he's this really, really, really dynamic dude. And he just ba the basics, right? Here are the basics of influence and persuasion. You need logic, A then B. What is the claim? It's supported by evidence and reasoning. What's the argument? Right? So you need to be able to put together strong argumentation. Okay. Then you need credibility, right? Credibility comes from a number of different ways. In public speaking, there's basically four forms of credibility. It's your appearance, it's your competence, it's your dynamism and trustworthiness, right? Do you know your stuff? How do you know your stuff? Are you passionate? Can you imagine, Sandy? I can't even fake it. Are you ready? Sandy, thank you for having me on the show. I'm really happy to be here to discuss the integrity game.
I don't know.
That's
I might find that intriguing. I'd be like,
no, intriguing, but not credible, right? You're a curious individual, but like, if I'm not passionate, how are you passionate, right? Anyway, so we need the argument. What is the argument? What are we persuading people to do? What are we persuading people to think, believe, do? You know, usually there's a difference in my book, by the way, between persuasion and effective persuasion. All communication is persuasive. You can never step in the same river twice. Our minds are like the river, constantly moving, and any interaction with any message is a deviation from what was going to happen. So all communication is persuasive, but effective persuasion shows up in changed behavior. If I can change the river of your mind enough where you can't do what you were going to do before and you got to go do something else, now my persuasion is effective because it motivates behavior. Right? So the measure of effective persuasion is whether or not people take action and
action.
behave as a result of the persuasive attempt. So that goes back to our buddy Aristotle, right? Logic. The audience must know what they're being asked to do, right? They must
That would
know
be a good thing. Yeah.
what the issue is. They must know what are the harms associated with doing nothing. They must know what the rewards are associated with doing something. They must know about the size and the trend and the magnitude and the likelihood that they will be affected by this issue. They need to be reminded that they are affected by this issue, but not paying attention to it, or this issue is coming, or if maybe not. These are the arguments that need to be made. This is an issue. There's harms associated with this, and you're likely to be harmed. You need to make that argument, or else you're not going to have, it's going to have a harder time. You need to make that argument with credibility, right? And then you then shape the path, right? If I'm the elephant rider and I'm riding an emotional element, who decide an emotional elephant? Who decides where the elephant's going? Not me. If I'm on top of an emotional elephant, the elephant's going to go wherever it wants. If it's emotion, if it's energy, adrenalized and triggered, right? So the best I can do to get the elephant to go where I want is make sure it's not emotional, which is not good for persuasion, but I shape the path. If I'd carved out the path already, then even the most crazed elephant is going to go where I want it to go. It's going to the path of least resistance. So my point is, what are the solutions? We need to be clear about the actions that we want people to take. We need to be able to make effective arguments that they'll benefit from taking those actions and they'll be harmed by not taking those actions. So we need to get clear about the basics. People who step over the bait, oh, I'm an influencer, I'm a social media influencer. Oh, really? What problem do you help people solve? What pain do you keep people from? What pleasure do you get people closer to? How do you do that credibly, and what actions do you want them to take? Well, I want them to click on this link and buy my thing when I open up the box and show everybody how cute the clothing is or whatever. It's amazing, right? But it all comes down to the basics, right? You think about the best influencers, and they have arguments, they have credibility in the minds of their audience, and they have specific action items that they want people to take. So don't step over the basics. Logos, ethos, pathos, the logic, the credibility. And by the way, the other thing, I can't believe I didn't mention it, but pathos is emotional appeal, right? That you have to appeal to people's emotions. You have to understand what counts as pleasure and pain emotionally, right? So Tony Robbins does a lot of great work on this, and it's Abraham Maslow and the pyramid, the hierarchy of needs, right? Just refreshing your basic understanding of what everybody wants. Everybody wants to be certain and safe and secure. Everybody wants to be connected. Everybody wants to matter. Everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to, contribute and give and serve others, right? People want to be, you know what I mean? These are the basics that everybody wants. So you need to make sure that you're communicating to people how what you know they want is at stake if they do or don't take action. So, like, you can't just be like, well, I'm the boss, so I want everybody to do what I say, or manipulation, coercion. There's cheap efforts at persuasion, but true influence in persuasion is really taking the time to understand what it is you want people to do, why it's best for them, and making those credible arguments in passionate ways that appeal to, the basic drivers of our emotional psychology.
I love the way you break it down. And you're right. You keep saying, well, let's go back to the basics. Let's go back to the basics. But so, you know how many times people have said to me, amazing people, they believe one of their number one, let's just say down, like what issues is, I like that, issues, is they overcomplicate things. They're trying to recreate the wheel. Like they have this, they know this, they studied this, but somehow they just forget about it. And they overcomplicate trying to, come up with a solution of how to get the staff, to communicate better.
Yeah, they're trying to shortcut, or they're avoiding the parts of it that they don't enjoy, the work part of it. A lot of people just want to
Maybe,
be,
yeah.
you know what I mean? It's like, it's anything in life. The more you prepare, the better you'll do, period. Right? There's a law of diminishing returns. Like, ready is ready. At some point, you're ready, right? Even ready for the feedback if you don't do well, right? That's part of it. But yeah, back to
Oh,
there's
so
been,
wait, I want to make sure I hear that. So you
yeah.
think a lot of times they're just avoiding the real issue. Like they don't want to have to do that. They
The
don't want
work.
to really the work.
Yeah, there's sexy, like being a speaker. Sexy. Get on stage and you get the applause and the lights and the video and the pictures and the people lined up on
For some people, other people
the,
want to follow it.
some people bomb. I know, I've seen it. Oh God, it's nails on a chalkboard. But my point is, there's so many people that have sat in the audience and looking at this end game, and they're thinking to people in the audience are thinking to themselves, I could do better than that. Oh, really?
Like yes, yes.
Oh, really? Right? It's like I could get up there and I could say what that person just said better. But they don't see that, the iceberg beneath the water is all the work it took to get on stage. What did you have to do to even get on the stage in the first place? Did you pay your way on there? Did you get invited? Did you have to audition? Did you have to beat out other speakers? Did you have to draft a proposal? Did you have to put together a speaker reel? Did you have to publish a book? Did you have to earn accolades anywhere else in your life? Because nobody sees any of that stuff in the moment they're looking at a speaker on stage. They just see the speaker on stage. Right? Oh, I
It
want to be a
used to get to me
speaker.
when people would say that, even in my family, like, oh, I could do that. And like, I can speak on the cuff. And I'm thinking, mother effer, do they
Yeah,
know how much work I spoke to look
right.
like I'm speaking off the cuff?
Yeah.
Like hours and hours of breath.
So same thing when it comes to influence and persuasion. People want, they look at the expediency factor. One of my mentors, Brian Tracy, taught me, right? Like, we're lazy as human beings, right? We just want now, 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 and our attention spans are weakening and sense of entitlement is increasing. And people just want the end game, the result, and they don't see the work and they're not interested in the work. And like, there's so many, it's amazing. I hear people say it all the time and they don't even hear themselves. Like, I remember there was this, I'm gonna change her name, we'll call her like whatever. Bertha or something, I don't know, but I just, she was serious. She used to say this all the time. She's like, I just want to be paid to be fabulous. Oh, really?
Oh,
I mean, okay, well, it's cool, right? Fine, yeah, I get it. If
Did
you
she
say,
really mean it?
no, she meant it. She literally, like, she didn't realize. She's saying, I don't want to do any work. I don't want to build any credibility. I don't want to risk failure. I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to respond to critics. I don't want to build anything constructive based on feedback and input. I don't want to take
Good life.
chances. I don't want to invest in myself. I just want to be paid to be fabulous. It was
Want to
shocking.
study a mind like that. I think I really want to study somebody's
Well,
mind.
she's off the reservation. You don't see her anymore, you know?
Wait a minute. We're gonna have to go. And I didn't even touch on this, and I got like 50,000 questions on this one.
You're gonna have to have me back.
I know.
It's fun,
But
like talking to you, hanging out. The time flies. This is so much
yeah,
fun.
but let's just give them something to take away to chew on. And that's with dealing with, because remember I said at the top, there's two things I got so many questions on. One was influence persuasion, and the other one's conflict and resolution and how to deal with challenging circumstances. And I can tell you this, hands down, some of the greatest people and leaders I work with, I meet, they're incredible. They avoid difficult conversations like the plague. It's like Mayday. Or my friends will call me and they're like, you talk to so and so, you're good at that. Like they, and these are, I mean, and they do well. I mean, but with their family, their friends, it's no. So I,
All right.
they're like, okay,
So
how?
we start with mindset, first of all. Okay, we start with mindset. And it's so great. You didn't plan this. You didn't know about Klubi snacks at all, but you're feeding right in. They're on my brain, right?
I knew subconsciously. I
Klubi
did.
snack number three. Are you ready? It
I'm
goes a
ready.
little something like this. Thank you for being playful with me. This is so great. Here it goes. If it were up to me, it would be called pro-frontation instead of con-frontation.
Oh,
We're
God.
taught that the weigh the pros and cons, so we're taught that a con is a negative. So when we put con in terms of frontation, it thinks like it's negative. We want to avoid that. No. Pro-frontation. The only way out is through. And I love it, like in interpersonal with among friends and everything. Like, oh, Jeff, this has happened to me before. Oh, Jeff, why are you bringing it up again? Jeff, you're beating a dead horse. Jeff, why do we have to keep talking about it? Because we haven't resolved it. That's why. And I'm going to keep confronting. Yeah, I know that it's uncomfortable for you, but when you start telling the truth and when you can tell me back how I feel about this and you can share your feelings about this and we can get to a shared meaning around truth, then maybe I'll stop bringing it up. So you can say, Jeff, you keep bringing it up. No. You keep avoiding. This isn't going away in our friendship. The sooner we deal with it, the better. This is not confrontation. It is pro-frontation. So I wish it was pro-flict
I
instead of
just want to see
conflict.
the conversations between you and your wife.
Oh, it's, well, in or out of therapy. They're much different with a third party.
Want to be the third party.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. That would be a party indeed. So it's, you know, and it's start with the mindset, right? The first of all, right? The only way out is through. There's nothing con about this flicked. Conflict isn't bad. Unmanaged conflict is bad. Unresolved conflict is bad. Dust under the rug multiplies and then, right? So that's a mindset. But people back to, oh, I'm a shy, quiet person. Right? People have this identity about, oh, I hate conflict. I hate conflict. I hate conflict.
You
No,
think
you
they don't want people to
don't.
like them? They don't want people to be mad at them?
Or you know what? Yeah, to me, I don't think that's it. You know what I think it is? Let's peel a
I'm
couple,
listening.
yeah, a couple more layers of the onion. Accountability will, there's a Klubi snack. Accountability will always feel like an attack when we're not ready to be 100% responsible for our behavior. So the person that wants to avoid conflict, they're afraid that they're going to have to be responsible for something, and they want to avoid that. They're afraid they're going to have to own something, admit something, apologize for something, correct something. You just have a light shone on them that's not favorable, that's not becoming, that's not flattering, and they're afraid of all of that, and they'd rather let the problem exist. They'd rather let the problem continue. Because they are not ready to be responsible for their own behavior, their own contribution to the status quo, and their own responsibility for a better future.
Okay, well, that's the beginning of another podcast, so we will have to table that. But it is food for thought, and I'm going to chew on that. I'm going to chew on it. I couldn't help it. You got me thinking of like Scooby snacks. You know, I can't help it.
Yeah,
All
well, you know,
right.
by the way, the original Klubi snack, you must know, since she came up in the conversation, the original Klubi snack is my wife's homemade cookies. So we printed the recipe as the foreword to the book. So it's a real, like, tongue-in-cheek, you know, snackalicious kind of project, right? Klubi snacks,
Hey, Mom.
bite-sized and delicious. So Marianne always gets credit, even though she's not the extrovert that I am. She always gets credit.
There's no way she could be.
Opposites attract in this whole, you know, polarity thing,
It
right?
couldn't be. All right,
Right.
Mr. Jeffrey, Jeff, QB, Klubeck.
Yeah.
We got to go.
All right.
Sad, but it's a lot of fun stuff. I think they're going to get a lot out of it. And if they didn't get their question answered and they want to reach out to you or they want to work with you or find out about you or hire you, where would you like them to go?
Go to LinkedIn. You know, look up Jeff Klubeck or Jeffrey Klubeck on LinkedIn. And you, if you do a search for the Integrity Game or the integritygame.com, that's a way to get a message to us. But LinkedIn, I think, is the best. It's a real strong professional network. You can, you know,
Okay.
reach out to me, then the private messaging, and then what's going on. And if anybody mentions your show or you by name, Sandy, of course, you know, that's immediate attention. And so I've
Yep.
got free copies of, PDF copies of my books. And, we've got stuff to give to people if they're interested, but just reach out and make a connection and tell me who you are and what you love and how I can help.
Anything else you want to add that we didn't get in?
No, I as long as I've, confident that I'm coming back for a second show, I think we've done wonderfully and we've got tons to
You mean
talk
you don't think
about.
we got to everything?
Well, I mean, no, we didn't.
No, we
But I
didn't.
mean, there because there's always more. The largest room in the room is the room
And
for
I really
improvement.
want to dive more into the conflict resolution because I know I just scratched the surface there. I just.
Yeah, there's more. There's a lot, and it's just like our energies are wonderful. It's easy to just keep it real and let it fly with you. So thank you. What a wonderful host. What a wonderful experience.
Well, it's hard when you have two introverts on the who don't like humans.
I once did that at a party. I took an introvert and I introduced him purposefully to another introvert, and then I walked away and I just like
No.
I did it. I could. I was a little kid. I was a little, I was a young little kid. I was like 16 years old. I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Let me introduce these two together and then go across the room and watch. And they were like, hi. It
Oh
was
my God.
so funny. It
Man.
was. I mean, it was. I'm being honest. I'm keeping it real. I did that. I introduced two introverts.
Thank you for your confession. All right, let's keep it real, people. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm giving you big hugs. I'd really appreciate it. And so would Jeff if you shared, rated, liked it. It would mean the world to us. And until next time, you know what I'm going to say. Toodles.